One of the big themes of this year's local body elections was the huge number of young people standing for public office, people in their mid-20s, their early 20s, even a couple in their teens. One of them was Tamitha Paul. She is 22 and she will soon be a sitting councillor after she won a seat on the Lambton wards over the weekend. She's on the line now. Hey there, Tamitha.
Kia ora, how are you?
Good. Kia ora, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Tell me about your Saturday.
Oh, mate, oh, it was crazy. I wasn't expecting the call so early, so I was hoping to be alone when I found out the news, but found out as we were setting up the venue, so lots of screaming, lots of partying, and a very dusty Sunday, but nevertheless, very stoked.
Yeah. Did you think you were going to get in?
You know, I think my confidence grew over time because we engaged with thousands and thousands of people through just a real grassroots campaign, and so being able to get that feedback directly from the people, I got more confident as time went on, but I knew it was always going to be 50-50, and so when I got the result, I was just absolutely stoked because I put so much time and effort into this, and so did our whole team, and so it's awesome to walk away with that dub for them.
Why did you stand for council, Tamitha?
So, lots of different reasons. My job currently, and still to the end of this year, is actually as a president of the Student Association up in Victoria. And so I think probably the passion for serving people has definitely come out of here and seeing the change that we can make when we, you know, put our heads together and have people-powered movements really inspired me. And just through this job, getting to know different stakeholders throughout the city, so not just young people, working with, like, the university, working with the council, different community groups, just really inspired me to want to chuck my head in the ring and just keep serving the people. And I think my age brings more benefit into it in that I'm really willing to just throw myself out there, you know, just really get to know the job, get to know the people that I represent. And I know that I've got a lot to prove because of my age, and I think that means that I'm gonna be working a lot harder. So ready to just start doing that. And, you know, there's probably a few people I need to win over still, so I'm ready to do that.
What sorts of issues did you campaign on?
So my core, I guess, platform was around, you know, a different perspective at the table, being a young person, being a Māori woman, being a student, all of these perspectives that I wanted to bring to the table, and how that would influence decisions around, like, climate change and city safety and all of those core issues. That was kind of the platform I stood on. But my key issues that I stood for were creating a zero-waste Wellington, bold action on climate change, becoming a living wage city, which means supporting big and local businesses to become living wage accredited, and just connecting communities. So good old grassroots engagement, you know, just increasing the engagement of the council and just making it a more accessible platform for everybody.
And when you take a look around at the people who've been voted in with you on, presume it's Wellington Council, what do you see?
Yes. Oh, it's amazing. We've got 11 out of 15 wahine. So that's really encouraging and really inspiring. We've got a largely progressive council, which makes me feel really good, so that we can, you know, start taking that bold action on issues that require our immediate attention. A lot of these people I've gotten to know actually over the last few years in my position as a student representative, and it's really encouraging to know that I can work with them and that they're my colleagues now. So I'm looking forward to it. I think there's going to be really good discussion, having more women at the table, really good discussion, and, you know, just really get at those issues and get to solving them.
Got your eye on the mayoralty at some stage?
No, I just want to serve the people, and I wouldn't want to say that before I understood all of Wellington, because obviously I'm in my Pukehino Lambton bubble, and Wellington is complex as we've seen in other election results like the regional council, and so I just want to do good work regardless of titles, and even if I lost, I'd still be keen to do a lot of this mahi, so
okay,
do my job, worry about my current job.
How are the energy levels? Are you feeling exhausted after the campaign?
You know, like yesterday, I thought I was like, oh wow, I'm burnt out, but nah, that was just the hangover. I'm feeling bloody good today, like just seeing everybody and just all the different congratulations, and talking to all the other councillors, I'm so revved up and ready to just absorb a whole lot of information over the next few weeks and start building those relationships and, yeah, getting stuck into it.
Good for you. Thanks so much for your time. Congratulations on
achieving
the victory you were looking for on the weekend. Tamitha Paul.
Awesome.
Nice to chat to you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Before we go to our next guest, I just want to clarify, well, a couple of people have clarified for me, the Sawmill Brewery is different from the actual Lee Sawmill. They are two totally separate entities. The brewery split from their original site at Lee and set up shop in Matakana, and it creates some confusion. So Caro tells me the one that had the fire is not the gig venue. The Lee Sawmill Cafe is fine. The one that had the fire was the Sawmill Brewery. So still bad news for the brewery, but not going to affect any gigs. Thanks, guys. 2101 if you'd like to get in touch today. So far, six people in their 20s or younger have secured seats on councils. That could soon be seven if Hamilton West candidate Louise Huck can make it. Louise joins me now. Hello there.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you?
Good. Nice to talk to you. And Louise, you were in many ways the face of this sort of this youth movement this year. First of all, commiserations on missing out on the mayoralty in Hamilton. I know that was one of the things you had your sights set on. I guess that was always going to be a long shot, but I hope you're not feeling too disappointed about that.
Oh, I came fourth. I'm stoked with coming fourth.
Great.
I mean, that's fourth behind three incumbents. So that to me is an amazing result for a 26-year-old first-time candidate such as myself.
Okay. And you also put your name forward for council. And tell me what the result was.
So I had a call from Richard Briggs, the Hamilton City Council CEO, and he says, you know, you haven't got the mayoralty. And I was like, okay, tell me about council. And then he goes, I've just lost you in my spreadsheet. Do you mind waiting a second?
Oh, man.
And I was like, this is excruciating. And eventually, after a few minutes of him scrolling, he said, you know, you're 300 votes away from being on council. And I was like, okay, we've got, at that point, we had nearly 4,000 votes still to count. And then yesterday, I got an email from Hamilton City Council saying that I've closed the gap to 153 votes to be on council. There's still around 800 special votes to be counted, with about 350 of them for the West Ward. So come Thursday, maybe I've managed to make that up and got in on council, but otherwise I've been really close.
Yeah, really, really close. What are special votes, by the way, when it comes to local body elections? What are they made up of?
Well, special votes have been something that I've been telling a lot of people about. I've been they're for people who have moved house and didn't receive their voting pack in the mail. They're for people who aren't enrolled after August 16th, or if you're on the non-public roll. There's all kinds of reasons that you could do a special vote, but basically they take a little bit longer to check just because they've got to verify that you haven't secretly done a normal vote as well.
Okay, so I guess intuitively you would think that a younger candidate might benefit disproportionately from the special votes.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing was that I was polling at 13.6% before Saturday. And then with the 4,000 votes cast on Saturday, I got a quarter of them. So it's kind of interesting seeing that breakdown of I got a lot of last-minute votes. And then, yeah, special votes as well. Because it's been something I've been campaigning on, I'd hope to get at least a few more.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, as you say, even if you don't get them, it will be something worth celebrating. As you look around the country, I mean, you were keen to engage people not just to vote but to run. Do you feel like that's been a success?
Oh, absolutely. I've talked a little bit with Tam and Terry and Josh, and talked to Sophie Hanford's campaign team as well to congratulate them, because it's such an incredible result across the country. I've been so proud to watch all of them succeed, and if I've helped them in any way, it makes it all worthwhile. But, I mean, you've also still got to look at Hamilton. I ran in Hamilton because I wanted to disrupt the status quo of politics of what we have. And I mean, we've got a clean out of council, not to mention the one, the only, Sarah Thompson, who is 28, sued the government over climate inaction, a community lawyer in on the West. So I'm so, so proud of the change that we've been able to make in Hamilton as well, because I don't think you can kind of say you want to disrupt the status quo if you're going to make it all about yourself. So it's really not about me, but about the change that I've been able to help implement. So yeah. I'm absolutely stoked, regardless of what happens with my vote.
Nonetheless, Louise, and I think there is something for you to celebrate there, but nonetheless, voting numbers are low, and we've been asking a few people recently, what needs to change to get more people engaged and voting? In your thoughts?
The interesting thing about Hamilton is that we've had the highest voter turnout in 15 years, which is quite incredible, but is still under 40% voter turnout. So for me, going forward, thinking about the kind of work that I'm going to continue doing in the politics space is we've got a campaign to change Hamilton from first past the post to single transferable vote early next year. I think we need wider electoral reform than that, though. I think postal voting is archaic and hugely flawed with the amount of housing insecurity that we have in New Zealand. So I would really love to see us go back to ballot days and to create a culture of voting and being engaged across the country, because I think when you look at how the general election has an 80% voter turnout and they have ballot days, you get a sticker, and in Australia, you know, like they have sausage sizzles, there's so much stuff that we could be doing better.
Hey, I saw that you are the guy ahead of you on votes is Ewan Wilson, who's a fairly famous name around Hamilton and New Zealand. And I saw he tweeted something pretty gracious last night as well. So it sounds like there's some pretty good feeling down there, no matter who ends up winning and losing.
Yeah, we've been in touch. And he suggested we go get coffee, regardless of what happens. So I'm sure that I will keep in touch with many of the people that I've met through the campaign.
Nice one. Louise Hutt, the so far unsuccessful candidate, barring a miracle or at least a big vote count in her favour. I think you're going to find out Thursday, are you, Louise?
Yep.
Okay. Nice to chat to you. Thanks so much.
No worries.